segment of the Rosie on the House broadcast. You know, I sure appreciate Jim Kowalski of Kowalski Construction reminding people of the damage that water can do. We don't think about water every day. We've got, what, 87% chance on Tuesday?
That's the last I saw, yeah.
And we tend to only think about water when it does damage. And the way that we receive water here is generally a downpour. So if you know someone who's new to town, you know, send them that podcast link and let them know that, hey, water is a big deal here. And there's also another thing you can warn your neighbor about if they're new here, and that is roof rats, and that's the two-legged kind. So when we get rain that comes like it does, our roofs dry out, tend to leak if the roof is aging out, and then the roofers will come to your door and try to sell you a new roof, and they're not always reputable. So we really like to educate people on how to choose a good roofer. We have a great consumer guide on our website that will tell you how to choose a good roofer. We have roofers we have vetted. And I got the most heartbreaking phone call this week. The man was so demoralized. He said, Jennifer, I hired this guy to do my roof. And so he went to the Lowe's. He bought the material. I bought the material, he said. And then he came. He worked for a day. The job is halfway done, and he is gone. He said, now, while he was here, he worked great, but it's been 3 weeks. I haven't heard anything. He hasn't come back. I said, well, who is he with? He said, I don't know. I said, what was his name? I don't know. He said, I thought I was smarter than this. And he said his neighbor had handed him a piece of paper with this gentleman's name on it. And also somehow Rosie on the House was scribbled on the page as well. So in his mind, there was a connection there between Rosie on the House and this roofer.
Oh,
but people, if
man.
You want to know if Ouch. Someone is Rosie on the House certified, you look on the website. That is the most current list. Or you can call us at this number during the week, 1-888-867-4348, and we will tell you who's on there. We won't tell you who not to use, but we will certainly tell you who to use, and we'll tell you how to pick one if that doesn't work out for you.
And we get a lot of phone calls because we say we want to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And a lot of times the phone call says, I didn't use one of your contractors, but And then I have to stop them. And I say, I'm sorry, but if it wasn't a Rosie certified contractor, we have nothing we can do to help you.
No, we're not a license. You know, we're not like a licensing agency.
We're not the registrar of contractors.
And I fielded phone calls the first 2 hours today. I would say probably 60% of our phone calls were people asking for, hey, I don't know what to do. Tend to be women who are single and don't know how to make those decisions, don't know enough about a topic to go through that. So we are here to educate. So our heart really is to protect people from making bad decisions. And Arizona is not like Maine. It's not like Florida. It's not like Seattle. It's very, very different and specific. So especially if you have come from someplace else, it really helps to learn about Arizona homeownership. And we do that through the broadcast. We write weekly articles across the state on all kinds of homeownership topics. And those articles all live on the website. So we want you to have the information to make good decisions.
There you go. And the one way to curse an incoming rainstorm is to talk about it.
So, we need the rain. We need the rain.
It'll evaporate somewhere's over Yuma.
So let's just list a couple things.
Okay.
Do not use somebody who comes and knocks on your door.
Amen.
And tells you, I'm just working down the street.
Amen.
Or I have extra material left over from a job I'm doing down the street and I'm going to make you a deal. It's really, really important to check their license and check the owner's name and make sure that they are local, because we also have them storm chasers that will come to town, borrow someone else's license.
Or steal it.
Steal it.
Yeah.
Some of them sell
both,
it to them.
Both,
yeah.
Both is against the law. Leasing a license, stealing a license, or borrowing a license. All of those are against the law.
So you can check all those things. Arizona Registrar of Contractors, that's a wonderful resource available to all people. You
Can I add one other thing?
Please.
Yeah, sure.
If somebody comes up and gives them your first name only, stop right there and walk away.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I get a ton of calls on my phone during the week, and it's, hi, my name's Carl. I want to buy your house. I said, who's Carl?
Okay.
I said, there's a phrase that I use we can't say on the
radio,
but let's put it that way. First names don't do it for me. I need to know your full name, and I need to see your license.
Who you're representing.
Who you're exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in Arizona, it is law that your registrar of contractors license number must be on display. It's supposed to be on your truck, It's supposed to be on your business cards, and it's supposed to be on all your official documents, like contracts.
And your website. Your website as well.
And your website as well. So if, in fact, this chance of rain on Tuesday, 87% chance of rain coming in on Tuesday, does come to fruition, and you experience a little bit of a roof leak, don't panic. Control it as best you can and get in touch with roofers who are already backed up. And a storm is just going to back them up farther. If you find someone instantly available, that's cause for a little bit of alarm, okay? So proceed with caution. Don't be taken advantage of, that's for sure. Boy, we covered a lot of ground in this broadcast on today's show. I can't allow the show to end again without wishing you, again, a very happy 44th anniversary, which was yesterday. Jennifer and I had a nice dinner at one of our favorite little restaurants. And we spent 2 hours just talking about our first date, our favorite family memories, the homes we've lived in, the vacations we've taken. That was one of the most fun conversations we sat down and had in a long time.
That was really fun. And thanks for all the suggestions from everybody. We got some great ideas. I'm going to make you take me to all those places they suggested over the course of the next year. We did go to Mastro's the other night. I put a picture on Facebook, and you were so sweet. I came home to 36 roses. That was really fun. And then out for a nice dinner, and that was just great. Yeah. Well done. Well done, sir.
All right. Well done the last 44 years. Thank you very much for bringing me up. In another 44 years, I'm going to have you trained up just the way I want you.
I'm not ready for 44 more. I might take 20.
Someone told me the other day their grandmother's favorite expression used to be, well, the first 100 years is the hardest. All right, folks, it's Rosie on the House signing off for this week, but we live forever at rosieonthehouse.com, and we're always here for you, the Arizona homeowner. God bless you all this week.